she going to be hot today. 34 degrees, Moose Jaw Cylinder heat warning. Back-to-back days of 32 or hotter gives you that heat warning. And we were only 30 yesterday, so we fell short. But it's going to, you may as well say we've got a heat warning because 34 is a little toasty. Moose Jaw, you're shooting up to 35 as sidewalk days kick off today in Moose Jaw and roll through Saturday as well. You know, a while back, I got a Facebook message from Natasha Shayak, a proud mom who just wanted to brag a little about her daughter, Clara, to me, and so she should. Her daughter goes to my old high school, Martin Collegiate. She plays competitive water polo, and when I read that, I thought, really? I didn't really understand that water polo was a big thing in our province here, but I guess it is, and Clara is quickly making a name for herself in water polo. She's competing internationally with Team Canada for the Pan American Championships right now, but took some time to chat with me. Clara Milliker-Shayak, I welcome you to the show. I understand, too, I'm not the only one to be surprised. You've heard others say, water polo in Saskatchewan?
Yeah, not many people know about water polo, but the club is growing each year. We get more and more young players wanting to continue playing and learn what the sport's about.
When did you start? You're 15 now. When did you start?
I started when I was 9.
Wow, that's pretty cool. How would you explain in a sentence or two what water polo is?
I usually say it's like soccer in the water, but you can only use one hand.
And with water polo, it's taking you around the globe here. A lot of travel. Like, you're a big deal. Let me go through some of your resume here. You went to Turkey, right, for Team Canada water polo last summer. How'd you do there?
Yep. We placed 11th out of 24 teams, I think, and we won against teams that we didn't expect to win against.
You're 15 now, but you play for under 17 and under 16, right?
Under 15, under 17, under 16.
Last month, you're in Medellin, Colombia, playing in the Pan Am Championships for the 17 and under team. How'd you do there?
We got silver. We made it to the final against USA, and we had a pretty rough game, but we were still happy with even placing top three.
Now, you're preparing for the National Provincial Championships in Montreal, which are this week, and how do you expect to do there?
Our goal is to get first. Last year, we just lost by 2 in the final game after winning against our rival Alberta in the semifinal. So I think this year we can definitely get first place.
After all of this, Team Canada in August you're going to play for. Where are you going then?
We're going to Brazil.
Someone just texted me and said, Greg, loving this interview with Clara, but they have to know more about water polo. They're asking, do you have to swim the entire time when you play water polo, or are you standing on the bottom of the pool?
You're swimming the whole time. It's about a 7-foot deep pool, so it's not really possible to touch the bottom.
Good God, I'd die. I can't swim. My guest is Clara Milliker-Shayak, 15 years old. What's something about water polo that people totally don't get?
I feel like people just don't understand how, like, physically strong you have to be and, like, the amount of practice time that each athlete who plays it puts in. I feel like a lot of people just underestimate the sport and think it's not as competitive as it can be.
You just told me you're swimming the whole time, so your legs, you're treading water, so your legs must be incredibly strong. And your arms. But you said you could only hit the ball with one arm. If I look at your right arm, is it that much stronger than your left?
I wouldn't say it's that much, but it's definitely, like, stronger. It's not really noticeable, but
if I were maybe 5 or 6 feet in front of you playing water polo and you wailed it and hit me in the head, would I still be alive?
Well, there's protocol. If you get hit in the head during a game, you have to get out to get tested for a concussion.
Yeah, so you could concuss me.
Yeah, well, it's one of the most common injuries in water polo.
Do you intentionally or accidentally splash someone a little too hard during a match?
Yeah, you can get an exclusion, and if you get 3 exclusions, you're out of the game.
Clara Milliker-Shayak, what's the weirdest or maybe funniest thing that's ever happened during maybe a game?
So my coach told me to shoot the penalty that my teammate drew, and I tried doing a different shot than I usually do. He told me just to switch it up because we were winning by quite a bit. So I tried switching it up and ended up shooting the ball almost up top to the bleachers.
Did you nail anyone there in the head?
My mom was right there. It almost hit her.
But... Oh, my goodness. Was she ushered to concussion protocol because of you? Not quite, eh?
No.
Well, look, I hope you have a great summer. Of all what you're going to do this summer as a water polo athlete, what are you most looking forward to then?
I'm really excited for the Pan Ams in August, and especially going to Brazil. So I'm excited to see it.
Yeah, they got great nuts there. Brazilian nuts are amazing.
Oh, wow.
Clara, very cool talking to you.
Yeah,
I wish
you
all the best of luck. How many more years at Martin Collegiate do you have left?
3.
I want you to return to Martin in September. Now that you're on break, make sure that there is some sort of plaque or salute to Greg Morgan, the only famous DJ to ever come out of Martin Collegiate, working in Regina, okay? Can you make sure that happens for me?
Yeah.
Do you not think they should do something at least?
They should. Yeah. I don't know why they haven't yet.
Yeah. Well, Clara, I need you to be in my corner and promote that when you get back to Martin. Have a great summer.
Thank you.
You're looking for hot weather. You need not go further than the Regina and Moose Jaw today, and probably a few other areas in southern Saskatchewan. 35 the high in Moose Jaw today. Heat warning still in effect there. Here, 30 yesterday, up to 34. Kevin Martel from the 980 CJME newsroom joining me. That kind of heat. I was out yesterday after I got home from work, went for a long bike ride. But even as I was cycling around, I thought, yeah, it is, it's pretty hot. I was feeling it.
I started, a light jog yesterday, knowing that it was probably too hot for me to continue to. So I ran for a little bit. Then I was like, nah, I'm just going to walk the rest of the way. I find, I don't know if this happens to you or not. I know what happens to me and my girlfriend too. And it's been happening to me for years. Like especially when it's really hot, when I do any kind of like exercise outside, usually walking or running, I notice it. My fingers seem to like almost swell up.
Really?
And I thought, is this weird? Is this just me? But when I heard
like
it happen,
visibly,
to her
you
as well,
can see your fingers swelling.
Well, a little bit, yeah. You can
so much so
feel
you
it.
Can't even get a pickle out of the pickle jar.
I can still do that.
Oh, okay.
But yeah,
not that
it's
bad.
But it's weird. And I remember like I can't remember reading something about the blood vessels. I'm not a doctor, obviously, hopefully it's not some sign of some horrible medical emergency.
We haven't officially been told by Environment Canada who the hotspot was, but you think you know.
Valmarie got up to 37 yesterday. At one point, it was a hotspot in Canada. Surprisingly, we've been trying to find if that's a record. Haven't seen anything yet on whether that's a record. You'd think it would be at 37 Celsius. But
well, hot weather means there are a few drawbacks, too. Considering if you don't love hot weather, that's a big drawback hearing this forecast. But others, hot and dry everywhere, thunderstorms. Triggering more wildfires.
Yeah, wildfires have more than tripled now in just the last week. And yeah, as you mentioned, you know, we're talking about it here, but how we've had quite a lot of rain over the last week, but we've also had a number of storms. And it's always the good and bad when you have thunderstorms in some cases, because yes, a lot of places need the moisture, but then you have so much lightning. And that is what the Saskatchewan Public Safety Agency has created a lot of these new fires, this, a number of lightning strikes. And so things all of a sudden have just gotten much worse up north.
Yeah, that's rather unfortunate. And with the warmer weather, our thieves are busier too, because RPS is warning everyone, lock it up, your vehicles, your garage doors, side doors.
Yeah,
there's been a rash of break-ins.
In the last 2 weeks, 15 reported break-in enters that police, it's concerning police enough that they're putting out this kind of this reminder, yes, to lock up. And they say about half of these break-in enters were people just going to side doors of your garage and getting in that way. And they say it's just as easy as, in a lot of cases, is yes, locking up. And you think that would be very obvious. We've heard it from police before when it comes to your vehicles, that people don't lock up. They leave their keys in their vehicles a lot of times, leave them running a lot of times. So again, just a reminder, lock it up.
Okay. Kevin Martel with more coming up here in a few moments. CJME News Time now is 6:58. Oh, hitting up an outdoor pool today is going to be a must if you're off with the kids. Stick around. I got details on that. But first, before I go anywhere, I want to just share with you this from Aaron Kemp Mashansky, who texted me 1-877-300-7275, inviting you to tell me your most memorable camping blunder or most memorable favorite moment, favorite place to camp. And that's your entry to win not only weekend passes for two to Craven Country Thunder a week from today, but also the camping included. Okay, so 1-877-300-7275. Aaron said, camping near Folk Fest. While we were gone during the day for the concerts, it rained pretty steady. Came back to find our cover fly came off the tent, the entire tent filled with water, everything soaked. Oh, a lot of people can relate to that one. And all the bedding was weighing about 25 pounds after that much rain. Memory for sure. Hey, Aaron, that's it. You're in the draw too, okay? And we'll let you know after 8 o'clock. Frank, my producer, you fight with him. He's the guy that randomly selects from all the entries someone to win. So he'll do that after 8. But keep those texts coming. 1-877-300-7275. All right, patiently waiting on the phone, my friend Amy Kent, who is coordinator of recreation program services with the City of Regina. Nice to have you back, Amy. Good morning.
Good morning.
So have you started charging rent for people basically living in the deep end these days to stay cool in the pool?
Well, you can come to five of our outdoor pools are a great way to beat the heat, that's for sure.
Oh, they certainly are. And what kind of hours do they keep now? And during a heat wave like this, do you give consideration to extending them if necessary?
Yeah, so our hours are posted on each website. The best way to do is just go check out our website to see the leisure time swims for each of the pools, because they do differ slightly, but for the most part, they're open 12 to 8. Wascana is open earlier at 7 a.m., and so is Maple Leaf. Our hours are extended at the spray pads when we do have a heat like this happening. So
okay, good to know. How many outdoor pools in all do we have now?
Five.
Okay. And just go through them all here for me. I know I'm a Regina boy. I think I know most of them, but some might be new listening and wondering.
Yeah. So there's Massey Outdoor Pool, Regent, Wascana, Maple Leaf, and Buffalo Meadows.
Okay. And the hours are posted on the city website. Wascana Park Pool, the busiest or not?
I would say so. Yep. Absolutely. Yeah.
And I imagine it's been running smoothly. I know, wasn't it a year ago? We had some technical problems. Everything going well at Wascana Park Pool this year.
We did have some mechanical issues last year, but we don't anticipate any issues this year, so we're good to go.
All right. Are those water slides still as popular as ever?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And what about a canteen? Is that still operating in Wascana Park by the pool?
Yep. It's open 11 to 8 every day.
Okay. And that offers what? Just hamburgers, hot dogs, or what does it offer?
You'll have to check out the menu. But my favorite are the bannock bites, though, that's for sure.
Good to know. Good to know. I'm talking with Amy Kent from the City of Regina about outdoor pools. They're open and busy. What do you want to remind everyone to bring to the pool? Like our lawn chairs, welcome, blankets. What do you tell people?
Yeah, bring sunscreen and a hat. Don't forget to do that. Towels, bring whatever you need, and you can just keep it on the side. No problem.
Okay. Do you ever take additional safety measures to prevent heat-related illnesses for both like swimmers and staff in a heat wave like this?
Yeah, so we'll take sometimes like a break and get everyone to get out of the pool, remind them to take some water, put on some sunscreen, and then just get back in. Our staff rotate out. They have shorter shifts on the deck so that they can stay cool as well.
When it comes to outdoor pools, they offer swimming lessons. Are there still any availability or summer programs to keep the kids busy?
Yeah, there still is some availability for swimming lessons, so go online and check it. And you can register for the classes that do still have availability.
Okay, sounds like someone's calling you or me. It's very irritating. I know that little beep. I apologize. Amy Kent, do you need any lifeguards? Or you got everyone hired for the summer?
Yeah, we do have lifeguards hired for the summer. We are ready to go. So.
Okay, good to know. Amy, nice catch up. Thanks for giving us all what we need to know with outdoor pools.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Well, isn't that the perfect song for today? 34 here, Moose Jaw 35. And entertaining camping stories coming across my text line now, 1-877-300-7275. You should share your most memorable or worst camping experience. You could win tickets to next weekend's Craven Country Thunder, including camping. Tanner said, Most memorable, Greg, camping at Craven, going to the concerts, coming back to the campground in a storm and literally seeing multiple tents flying through the air from the wind. I think many who've gone to Country Thunder have a similar story. Thanks, Tanner. You're in the draw. Brent Laux joining me now, filling in for the Evan Bray Show. I don't see you as a tenter. I'm going to suggest you don't tent too often. I still personally love tenting, Brent. I'm betting you don't.
No, I'm not. Tenting's way in my past. If I'm going to be going anywhere, I want a nice, cozy, king-size bed in a hotel room.
Well, I have to ask you then, when it comes to camping, if it's not just a crazy story, did you camp much as a kid with your family? Because that's all we ever did as a family before we got a cabin.
We did, and it also led to some serious trauma in my life.
Oh, dear.
We were pretty poor. We didn't have a whole lot of money. My dad and mom were hardworking people, but everybody else had fancy campers, pop-up campers, that sort of thing. Finally, one day, my dad came home and announced he had bought a tent, and it was this blue canvas with a yellow canvas top, and it had the metal poles outside. And so we would go up to Canosie Lake, up in the beautiful Moose Mountains there, and I remember my dad was a pretty quiet guy, but he was a very stern man. And I just recall we were in the tent. I woke up one morning and it was raining.
Yep.
And my father says, "Don't touch the tent because it'll cause a leak." And I don't know if that's true. You know, I've heard that before, but I was terrified to go anywhere near that tent when it was wet.
What?
In case I created a leak.
Are we brothers? Because my dad always said that. Oh, it's so true. And to this day, I'm like you, Brent. I have no idea. And I'm a tenter, if that actually is a concern. I don't think with nowadays, the tents, the way they make them, it's probably not. But
No.
Nice story. All right, Brent, you've been busy this week. How have you been enjoying filling in for Evan? Are you getting to your limit now? You still got a couple of days to go.
Yeah, no, I'm here today and tomorrow as well. No, I really enjoy it. I get to have some interaction with some of the great listeners of our radio stations across the province, and I'm just a curious, newsy kind of guy like you are. Mm-hmm. It's always interesting with the lineup of guests, quite a mixed variety of guests that we have every day on the Evan Bray Show.
Well,
I'm all for it. Although I should say, I'm heading out on holidays after tomorrow. We're going to Toronto this weekend, taking in a Jays game, and then I'm off to Europe for the better part of July.
What a holiday. And the Jays, you must love talk about the Jays. I know you're a big fan. It's unbelievable now.
There's nothing makes me happier than seeing the Jays succeed like they are, and guys like Kirk and all these new young guys that they've got basically as fill-ins, and they're all doing just fabulous, and watching them beat the Yankees, that's the other best part of it.
No kidding.
Just can't stand the New York Yankees, but man, are the Jays on a roll. And then they tied now. The Yankees first place in the American League East. They win today, and they'll be on top.
It will be incredible. I hope that happens. And it's not hot enough here, so you're going to Europe for holidays too, I hear.
Yeah, I know. This is my wife. My wife wants to go for her birthday, and I said, couldn't we go in September? It'll be cooler and less busy. But no, Mama says I want to be in Rome for my birthday.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You'll come home with severe sweat stains in all your white shirts to wash when you get back. But I hope you have a wonderful trip. Okay, besides, a little baseball chat, I'm sure, today, I notice you're going to be talking about LJ as well in our lakes.
Yeah, you know, and that's one of those summertime things that you maybe don't think about, the blue-green algae. But, boy, if you ever have an encounter with it, or worst case, your pet, your dog, or something like that, it's nasty stuff. And we've got the president of the Saskatchewan Water Security Agency, Sean Jakes, is going to join us. And they're just basically putting out an advisory telling people to be aware. But I suspect a lot of people are thinking, well, what does it look like? How do I know when I'm dealing with the blue-green algae? So we'll get into that on the show today. Lots of interesting guests, including Conrad Keller. This is kind of cool. There is no specific legislation in the province for the regulation of service dogs. So anybody, I guess, can put a vest on a dog, say, this is my service dog. Conrad Keller is a trainer of service dogs, and he wants to see that changed, a little more regulation. So we'll look forward to that a little bit later on this morning.
Lots happening. Thanks for filling in, as always, and an amazing job, Brent. I appreciate you being here.
Thanks, Greg. Have a great day.